Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Quintessential millennial midlife crisis hobbies that people are having as millennials now. But Maitland, had you heard this? There's a note at the very beginning that says, as a 20-something, I feel like the joke I hear most about my age group is that there are only 4 things you can do to get attention. Get a master's degree, go to Japan, run a marathon, and get engaged. Maitland, do you feel that?
I mean, I think your 20s are full of several identity crises, and you're just trying to figure out what feels the best. So yeah, you're going to Japan, you're doing these marathons, and everyone around you is getting engaged and having babies and everything. So you're like, am I falling behind? So
that's what I remember feeling is, oh, everybody else is ahead of me.
Yeah. So I think your 20s is just trying to figure it out. And you kind of just constantly feel like, I don't know who I am.
I don't remember that feeling. I don't know. Do you think anyone's like, what can I do to get attention from me right now?
Kinda. I think it's a competition for attention sometimes. I think it's, Oh, well,
especially with social media.
Yeah, Stacey's engaged.
That's true.
And all of my sister's friends who are younger than me are all engaged. What's wrong with me? What can I do that seems just as exciting and fun? So then it's okay.
Go to Japan,
or oh, hey guys, I'm moving to Denver, or whatever it may be. But yeah, I think it's all just competing until you feel like you've made it just as much as somebody else who's posting how great their life is on social media and making you feel like am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense because you guys grew up in an era where that's all there was. I mean, it's always been social media for you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the idea of, it used to be like, oh, I need to do new things, or I'm not doing enough, or you only had to compare yourself to your direct friend group. But now you see everybody. You're like, oh my God, I must have a terrible life because I haven't gone anywhere cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing that. I didn't go skiing in Vail. I haven't been here. I haven't done this or that.
So millennials, what is the hobby you picked up as sort of a midlife crisis? Turns out there's a lot of people that have that. Now, the way this started to go viral was a woman named Badger_Fierce posted, if you're a millennial, it's time to pick your midlife crisis. And she offered these 13 options.
Oh, good.
That's a lot.
Quitting alcohol. Running 14 kilometers before work. Divorce. Panic baby at 41.
Oh, wow.
Pickleball. Too into it. An ADHD diagnosis.
Yeah.
Dress like it's 2004. Buying coffee equipment to be a better home barista and start saving money. Sourdough.
I was going to say sourdough. Yeah. Like, if you catch me being like, guys, I made a sourdough starter and getting super into sourdough, I need help.
That
really?
Was a big that was COVID. A big COVID thing.
Yeah, there are a couple of these things where like, I'm going to make my home kitchen the best place in the world because I can't go anywhere. So I'm going to have a bar and I'm going to have a coffee machine and all this.
A tiki bar out by my pool.
Yep. And a sourdough starter.
Ice baths and saunas, board games and craft beer, getting too into tattoos. And making lawn tip videos. These are all of your
lawn tip, like how to get rid of crabgrass or something?
I guess so. Okay. Yeah.
People were adding other things. Suddenly moving to another country. Quitting a job you've had for a while. Too many plants. Getting into fiber. Getting into fiber is pretty good. This person writes, I sourdoughed so hard, I now own a micro bakery.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. You see, by the way, those scientists that found yeast in an old mummy and decided to make sourdough out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't get past how gross that sounds.
That's kind of cool.
They said it's a good sourdough.
I bet.
I'm sure it's real sour.
Yeah, I feel like those are all cool things that millennials are doing. I mean, I did a bunch of those myself, but
That's why you think they're cool.
Well,
are you really into
but
fiber?
I also think it's really cool when people do decide, like, hey, I've been doing the same thing for a long time, and maybe you're good at it, but you've been doing it for a company that it's not like you own it, but you've been really good at that job. And then you finally just said one day, I got to go explore. And you've got the means to do it. Like, why else are you working? Especially if you're not having a family, you didn't just up and leave like all your responsibilities, but you worked really hard and then said, yeah, I am going to move to another country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you got it.
I think
it's smart.
That's so cool.
This text just came in. I quit my stuffy 9-to-5 job at a law firm to be a professional photographer and tour guide while taking up chess and storm chasing. Am I doing this right? It seems like you are.
Yeah, it sounds like you are midlife crising it. Perfect.
Sounds like you're doing things just
a little bit different.
You should grow some cool facial hair, too.
Michaela writes, I went to art school twice, got disabled, and I own a loom.
Got disabled?
While doing art?
What? I don't know if the two are connected. There's a comma there. But.
Yeah, no, I made it through art school fine the first time, so I went again to become disabled.
I've been keeping track of local birds as well, and I read 100 books. I'm well into middle age, thanks.
Yeah, birding sounds like a midlife crisis thing.
I'm in the looking at library science degree programs phase of whatever millennial crisis I'm going through. Library science? Like, yeah. There is no crisis big enough that can justify that.
I think there was a period of time among millennials where anybody who got like a step above a digital camera, like a pretty nice like Canon or Nikon or something like that, immediately would go and take like pretty good pictures of their friends. And then we're like, now booking clients. Mm-hmm. And they all became a photographer and they all used the same Lightroom presets to edit mm-hmm. the pictures to look all kind of like foggy and misty. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
It was all everybody's pictures always looked the same because they're
yeah.
Everybody was convinced that they were going to be a professional photographer.
It's time to sit in a field on an antique rickety chair I found in a dumpster. Ooh, there's an old barn. Let's take a picture in front of it.
Now booking sessions. You come to me.
Yeah.
Do you all think you've had some sort of midlife crisis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine hit when I was 20. I broke up with my girlfriend. I bought a motorcycle and experienced a kidney stone for the first time. So I got it out of the way early.
But was that coincidence? Or was it a midlife crisis?
Yeah, but it seemed it all fell into place for midlife, though. It felt old.
You haven't had any since then? You're just the ones when you're 20 and now?
No, I was born in a midlife crisis. It's all, I don't know. No, I don't. I don't feel like I've had like that one.
Steve, you said yes.
In my mind thing.
What was yours?
Bought an old rusty truck to fix up.
You think that is it?
Bought new BMX stuff last year.
Oh, you're right in it then.
Yeah, I am.
Does it
100% in it?
Does it feel like you're in a midlife crisis?
I don't think so.
Like, whenever I heard that term, I always thought of, boy, if that ever hits, you must feel anxious and uncomfortable in your own skin and trapped or whatever the accompanying emotions would be. But I'm guessing if I said to you guys, have I ever had a midlife crisis? You'd say yes, but I don't remember ever feeling like that's what it was. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make any
sense
at all?
I think it's perfectly normal for where I'm at in the stage of life that I'm in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, a couple young kids, like things are kind of hectic. You're looking for some kind of, I don't know, like a way to reconnect with the joy that you had back when you were a kid or something. It's nostalgia. So
yeah,
I think
Freebeer,
it's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. You have, I don't think you've been like in crisis or feeling like midlife crisis-y, but you have ticked a few of the stereotypes of midlife crisis.
Agreed. Tattoo.
Tattoo. A haircut that somebody younger than you told you looked really good.
his wife, you mean?
Yeah.
Wait, nobody told him that looked good.
Which haircut are we talking about?
The one where we watched the video and I said, what happened to your hair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
Wasn't your best.
No. No. I thought you meant now, and I'm like, well, that just shattered everything I have going on. Like, that was the most hurtful thing you've ever said. No, that was a terrible look. Yeah, I think that's true. That one might have been midlife crisis. This one, I need more explanation. I lost $127,482. How?
Ooh, yeah.
That just sounds like a crisis.
Yeah, at that any just point sounds like something life. Bad. Oh,
this is what they said before that. They said, I quit my job of 25 years to become a professional online sports gambler when it became legal in New York a few years ago. Didn't work out well. I lost everything, and now I do DoorDash all day.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah.
That was a bad decision.
Yeah.
Wow. But how much did you win?
Yeah, well, how much were you up?
I mean.
Or were you never up?
Probably
text
never.
Text from Albany. I got really into watches. I don't know why. I had never worn any. Now I have like 7, and I really want to buy more all the time. That is weird. What is it in your brain that does that?
Oh.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.